That's something we do need to talk about, you know. Probably the only undefeated team left in NCAA, so, you know, I don't know how that works, but, you know, some reevaluation needs to be going on, you know. Great team, great school, and, you know, it's a calamity out there, man. I just don't know what's going on.
They're coming up to Atlanta, though. You're going to call up some guys, give them restaurant recommendations?
Oh, you already? Nah, not even that. I'm just going there for support. They already know what time it is. It's a business trip. We ain't here to have fun. We're here to beat SEC teams and get put on the map. That's what we do.
Wanted to get your breakdown of the Saints offense. You've been seeing them for a while now. What makes them tick and what's made them different this year?
You know, they got good backs. The rookie from Tennessee, he's a good back, on pace to break records and stuff. And, of course, Drew Brees, you know, everything's works behind him. And he's an MVP-type quarterback, Hall of Famer, and that's where it all starts. So,
you mentioned Kamara. He's averaging something like 8 yards per touch. I mean, what is it about him on tape that pops?
I mean, great balance. He has great balance, great speed. You know, he plays with a lot of heart, and I think that's where all of it comes from, you know. Just going out there and doing his job and, you know, fulfilling his role and doing what he has to do.
You mentioned Drew Fine here, having him back this week. What's that going to do to give a jump start to the defense?
It's going to be good, man. Drew's a leader. He's been here five years now. He's a leader on defense, you know. Does what he has to do at corner. Gets all the DBs riled up, you know. We follow him, so it's going to be good to have him back.
4 games left, all in the division. Everything's still in front of you guys, but, you know, a couple teams ahead in the division standings right now. You like where you are? How do you feel?
I mean, we are where we are, and we just worry about our next fight, and that's the Saints, and that's all it's going to be.
One other thing I want to ask about, you know, with a bunch of games now in the Mercedes-Benz under your belt, is it different? Like, from our point of view, it's, you know, there's maybe not as many fans in the seats. There are people walking around doing all kinds of stuff. They're on the field. Like, what's it like playing in that?
Yeah, it's different, you know, bigger stadium, more activity, more things to do. And, I mean, that's what you come to the stadium for. I mean, to watch the game and do everything you want to do. So, I mean, we're there for one reason, and that's to win football games and, you know, all the outside stuff we don't really see, but, you know.
Did you ever look up at all and go, like, there are a lot of seats empty. Like, what's going on? Or down on the field, and there are people, like, we're in these suites down there.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of people, like, right next to us on the sidelines and stuff like that. But as far as that's all I see. I mean, I'm on the field or, you know, watching plays and, you know, just playing football.
Any of those sideline people ever yell anything, give you a tip, anything like that?
Nah, I really don't even hear them, you know. Just too focused into the game.